If you have your Bibles with you tonight, turn with me to the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter number 16. 2 Samuel chapter number 16. Once again, it's a joy to be here tonight. I love that song, "I Still Glory in the Cross." Man, if it weren't for the cross, we'd be in a world of hurt. Thank God that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I thank God for that fact. Amen? Amen. 2 Samuel chapter number 16, and we're going to read a couple verses of Scripture just as a starting point. And we come to a place here in this chapter of 2 Samuel that I believe is one of, if not the lowest time in David's life. David lived a life of many mountaintop experiences. He also had some valleys that he had in his lifetime. And this would, of course, be considered one of those valleys here in 2 Samuel chapter number 16. Of course, this is the time period where his son Absalom has made a coup and overthrown King David. And David and his mighty men that we read about and all the exploits that they had are fleeing from the face of Absalom. And they are leaving the palace. They're on their way, journeying away from Absalom. And they come to this place here in chapter number 16. In verse number 13 is where we'll read, and we'll read two verses as our text. And the Bible says, "And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went and threw stones at him and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there." As I was reading through this passage of Scripture, I was reminded of who it was that was traveling with David. Of course, we know David was that great warrior who fought Goliath and defeated Goliath, and that great warrior who, after the defeat of Goliath, became Saul's armor bearer. And the Bible bears out that David went out before and fought battles for Israel under Saul's reign and was a great warrior. Over and over again throughout the Word of God, we see the great exploits and the great things that David did in and of himself. He with the power of God, he fought many battles himself. He was a great warrior in his own right, is what I'm trying to get across. Not only that, but he had his mighty men. My goodness. Those mighty men were, to say the least, great warriors. And these great warriors were fleeing Absalom. And the Bible says here in this passage of Scripture, "And they came weary." I got to thinking, there are times in our Christian lives that there's just no better way to say it than that we're weary. I know here in the last few months, our church, as I mentioned, we've merged with another church. Our college actually changed locations. The Lord gave us 150 acres of land. We had to move all of our college out to this piece of property. Our church locations moved. We've been moving. And we moved a college, a church, and an academy in a month's time. We began the move in January. We completed the move February 1st. And there's no better way to say it than when we did it, we were wore out. If I were in Georgia, I'd say we were wore slap out. Amen? We were tired. And it's amazing to me as I read the Word of God that God gives us what we need when we need it. Amen? And it was during this time period that God gave me this thought. I got to thinking, wow, David was weary. He was tired. The Bible says here in this verse of Scripture, "They came weary and refreshed themselves." I was glad to find out that there was some hope when we're weary. I began to think and began to pray, and I began to ask God, I said, "What is it that we do? What should I do when I'm weary?" The Bible tells us some things about being weary. As I was looking at this word weary, I was wondering, now, what does the word weary entail? I know I've been physically tired before, but surely this word weary could mean something more. I want to find out exactly what it meant. So I looked it up. in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, by far my favorite dictionary in the world. And the Bible says, or the Bible, it might as well be, no, I'm just joking. There's a lot of the Bible in there, but the Webster's 1828 says, having weary, having the strength much exhausted. That was the definition I was expecting to see. By toil, violent exertion, tired, fatigued. The definition in the next one says, having patience exhausted. I'm a dad, and I'm a husband. Enough said. No, we've had our patience exhausted. No, we've had that. Our patience exhausted. Or mind yielding to discouragement. There's been times that I've been physically tired. And it seems to be at those times I'm mentally more susceptible to discouragement. You know, I've heard it said over and over again, and I quite agree with the statement that discouragement, although we all face it, discouragement is sin. Because when we're discouraged, we're not trusting God as we should. And we need to learn that when we do get discouraged, that we need to address that situation. There are many times that things that come to our life, I'm not talking about grief, I'm talking about discouragement. There's grief that comes to our life that we can't control. That grief is a natural feeling that we as humans experience. But discouragement is something that is spiritual, I believe. And we need to learn to control that. But we get discouraged many times when we're mentally weak and we're fatigued, we're weary. We're prone to discouragement at those times. The Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Man, the Bible tells us, don't be weary in well-doing. I wondered, well, why would the Bible put that in there if God didn't know we're susceptible to being weary? God would not have to instruct us not to be weary in well-doing if He knew that we wouldn't be weary anyway. He knew that we could be weary, that we would be weary. And Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9 tells us, let us not be weary in well-doing. For 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 13, but ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Once again, be not weary in well-doing. I was interested in that word, in well-doing. The Bible didn't say, be not weary of well-doing. It said, be not weary in well-doing. To me, it would be hard to get weary of well-doing. Just to me, I mean, when I go out and I give someone a gospel tract and they receive Jesus Christ as my Savior, it's kind of hard to get weary of that. You know, it's kind of hard to get weary of singing the hymns. I think it would be hard to get weary of that. It would be hard to get weary of hearing the preaching of the Word of God. I've been in church my entire life. For 35 years, I've sat under the preaching of the Word of God. And to me, it would be very hard to get weary of that. But it's not very hard to get weary in that. In the day-to-day work of the ministry, the work of being a Christian, the work of trying to live a life that's honoring and pleasing to the Lord, it's easy sometimes to get weary in that, although we're not necessarily weary of that. The Bible tells us that we are not to be weary in well-doing. We as Christians need to learn, when I'm weary, okay, we know that it's not good to be weary in well-doing. We know that the Bible tells us that David and his men, though they were mighty men, were weary, but then they refreshed themselves. So how do I, as a Christian, refresh myself? What do I do? What should I focus on when I am in this case? We know we're going to get there. We know there's going to be times in our lives that we are weary. So what do we do when we're weary? Tonight I want to give you four things that we need to make sure that we take care of and we focus on when we're weary. And I hope tonight it'll be a blessing to you from the Word of God and be a help to you. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll take your Word and instruct us from your Word and help us to draw closer to you, that when we leave here tonight, it can be said that we've taken a step a little closer to you. We've equipped ourselves better to handle ourselves in these times of weariness. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for all that you do. Lord, once again, I yield myself to you. I'm nothing without your power, and I need you, Holy Spirit of God. Speak to us and through us tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I believe that from the pages of Scripture, the first thing that we should do when we come to those times of weariness, when we're fatigued, when we're mentally tired, The first thing we need to do is realize that we're vulnerable. You know, we need to understand where we are. When I am weary, when I am tired, I know that I am more susceptible to entertaining the thought that Jesus would not be pleased with. You know, I don't believe that we as Christians should entertain the thought of quitting, of giving up. I don't think God's pleased with that, but when we're weary, sometimes we have the tendency to think that way. Maybe you're a better Christian than I, but that's how I think sometimes. I'll be honest with you. And we as Christians need to realize that we need to realize in those times of weariness that we're vulnerable to the attack of Satan. You understand something tonight? If you're a blood-bought, born-again Christian tonight, that Satan, though he cannot have your soul, he wants to destroy your life. Doesn't matter if you're young or you're old, if you're a man or a woman, if you're a saved, born-again child of God, Satan wants to destroy your life. He wants to defeat you. And the reason for that is because it is the job of a Christian to give the gospel to a lost and a dying world. God has chosen in His great wisdom to use us as human vessels to be that instrument which gives the gospel to those who are lost and in sin. I don't understand why God would use someone like me. I'll just be honest with you tonight. I don't understand it, but in His great wisdom, He's chosen to use people just like myself and just like you to get the gospel to a lost and a dying world. So if Satan can destroy our lives, although he cannot send us to hell, he can keep us from getting anyone else out of hell. So Satan, he focuses on us, and when we get weary, he attacks. You say, Brother Montgomery, how do you know that? Well, because of the way the Bible describes Satan, I know that. In 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse 8, the Bible tells us this. He says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible describes Satan as that roaring lion who walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Let me ask you a question. Does the lion attack the strongest one in the herd? No, he attacks the one in the back of the herd, the weaker one. And that's how God described in His Word Satan. That roaring lion, that one who's on the prowl, who wants to destroy the Christian. I'm interested in the fact that the Bible says whom he may devour. You understand, if we walk, if we would get a hold of this fact right here, if we would walk in the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit of God's power day in and day out, do we realize that Satan has no power over us? But we forfeit the protection that God affords us by not heeding His Word. And when we get weary, you know what I've just found to be true in the lives of Christians? I told you I grew up in church. I've been in this thing for a long time. And it seems to be the first thing to go in the life of a Christian when they get tired is their Bible reading and prayer, their walk with God. It just seems to be the first thing that falls by the wayside. And when we get weary and we let that go and our fellowship with our Heavenly Father go, we become weary and we become vulnerable to the attack of Satan. So the first thing I believe, tonight, you may be weary. You may be tired. Maybe it is a physical exertion that you're tired. Maybe it's a mental exertion, but you're tired tonight. You're weary. Let me tell you what'll help you. You need to realize where you are spiritually, realize where you are physically, and realize that because of your weariness that you are vulnerable to Satan's attack. I believe that's the first thing that we need to look at when we find ourselves weary. What should I do when I'm weary? Well, first of all, you need to realize that you're vulnerable to Satan's attack. Satan knows when we're weary. He keeps a close eye on us, and that's when he attacks. I believe the second thing, and you're not going to hear anything that's new tonight, I promise you this. But I believe the second thing that we need to do when we're weary is we need to rely on the Lord. So, Brother Montgomery, that's simple. That's okay. I'm a simple person. We just need to learn to rely on the Lord. Why would we have at our access the everlasting arms of God and not lean on them. God Almighty, He has all power. Do we believe that tonight? Amen. Then why wouldn't we not access that power? I talked about walking in the Spirit earlier. The Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's a pretty good promise. Man, that I believe as Christians, that's what we would desire, is not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we need to walk in the Spirit. We need to learn to rely on the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 10, therefore I take no pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Hey, you know what we need to realize as Christians? When we're physically weak and we're weary, we need to rely on the Lord. How is Paul able to say, when I am weak, then am I strong? That makes no sense to me as a human being, just in the human mind. If we looked at that, when I'm weak, I'm strong. Well, that's opposite. What Paul was saying is that when I'm weak, then I have the power of the Lord and He's able to take over. You know what God will let us do? I've learned this in my own life through personal experience, I'm sorry to say. But God will let you work for Him in your own power as much as you want to. He'll let you go out soul winning. He'll let you stand up and sing a special. He'll let you even preach in your own power. But you won't have the power of God. Paul came to the place where he realized, when I'm weak, then I have to rely on the Lord. And I have strength that comes from Him. So now, when I'm weak, I'm no longer walking in my strength, so I can be strong in the Lord because I'm walking in His power. And that's what we as Christians need to learn, that just like the Apostle Paul said, when I am weak and I'm strong, we need to learn to lean on the arms of the everlasting arms, and we need to ask for the power of God. You know what? God will give you His power. You know, I believe that a lot of Christians think that the power of God is just for the pastor and just for the preacher, just for the youth worker, just for the musicians. The power of God is for every child of God. The Holy Spirit of God resides in your heart if you're a born-again child of God, and He lives inside of you, and He wants to fill you with His power and give you His strength to accomplish your everyday tasks. You know what? He wants to give you His power to go to work tomorrow. He wants to give you... You know what? I cannot be the husband that I should be without the power of God. I'll just be honest with you. I cannot be the father that I should be to my children without the power of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And we as Christians need to learn the need to rely on the Lord. I think of Isaiah. And he says this in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. I love this verse of Scripture. As I read this verse of Scripture, I was like, man, I like Isaiah. He said, hast thou not known? I can almost sense the sarcasm in Isaiah's voice. Don't you know this? Maybe you didn't know this. He said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? Hey, I'm glad to know tonight that God Almighty is never weary. He's never tired. He never faints. There is no searching of His understanding. Isaiah says, God is never weary. And you need to walk in His power. In the same chapter, verse 31 is the verse of Scripture that we all love to quote out of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse number 31. But they that wait upon the Lord. The same chapter that Isaiah told us that God is never weary, he tells us that if you'll just wait upon the Lord, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hey, I'm glad to know tonight that when I'm weary, that He's still strong. It doesn't matter if I'm physically tired, if I'm emotionally tired, God Almighty is still on topside. And if I'll just rely on Him and wait on Him and ask Him for His help, that He will give me the strength to carry on. Not only when we're weary do we need to realize that we are vulnerable and we need to rely on the Lord, but number three, I believe, when we're weary, that we need to retain our sword. I don't know about you, but anytime I think of the word weary, I think of Eliezer. That mighty man that David had. And he fought, the Bible says, in 2 Samuel chapter number 23 and verse 9 and 10, the Bible says, and after him was Eliezer the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. You see, Eliezer was a mighty man. The Bible says he was fighting the Philistines that day. And the Bible says that he began to fight so hard that his hand became weary. And the Bible says when his hand became weary, his hand clave to the sword. You know, we as Christians, when we become weary, we need to allow our hand to cleave to the sword. To hold on to the Word of God. Don't drop your sword when you're weary. Hold on to your sword. I began to think about old Eliezer here. He was probably hot from the battle. He was probably sweating a little bit. Here recently, we have a young lady who's in our college, and she's one of these frail-looking young ladies. She's very slender, and just, you know, you look like you could blow on her and blow her over. And I'm not talking about from bad breath, you know. But she was out. She had been feeling a little under the weather, and she went out on Saturday on her bus route to visit the young people that we were bringing into church. She didn't tell anybody she was feeling bad. She went in on Saturday. She came back to the dorm, went to bed, got up on Sunday morning, went on the bus route Sunday morning, went to church, went on the bus route to take the kids home on Sunday afternoon. Well, I was sitting there with my wife at the church waiting to load up the college students that were getting off the bus route and take them back out to the college. And she walks up to my wife and she said, "Miss Montgomery, I think something's wrong with my hand. I can't move it." And her hand was kind of locked like this. And what had happened is she'd gotten dehydrated. And her muscles were locking up. I mean, she was very fortunate because not only did these muscles have the ability of locking up, but other internal muscles could lock up as well. So you got to be careful about that kind of thing. But her hand was locking up. I wondered if old Eliezer didn't get a little bit of dehydration as he was out there fighting. And I believe that old Eliezer, he was tired because the Bible says his hand was weary. And I believe if his hand was weary, it's probably his whole body was weary. But he just kept swinging his sword and he held onto the sword and he didn't let go of his sword. Hey, we as Christians need to learn when we're weary and when the devil's coming after us and the devil wants to destroy us, that we've got to hold on to our sword. We can't let go of the sword. We need to let our hand cleave to the sword. And what does the Bible say? "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Hey, we need the word of God. You say, "Brother Montgomery, you sound like you're talking to a bunch of Sunday school children telling us that we need to read our Bible and pray every day." I've heard it in Sunday school my whole life. But you know what? It's good for grown-ups too. We need the word of God. And when we're weary, it's not the time to drop our sword. It's the time to pull our sword closer and to get on our knees before God and put our face in the Word of God and say, "God, I've got to have your strength. Lord, I need to learn better how to rely on you. I need your Word. Oh God, I'm weary. I'm tired. I've got to have you." Hey, tonight, are you weary? Don't drop your sword. Hold on to your sword. Let your hand cleave to the sword. Retain your sword. As I think about this holding on to your sword, I thought about Jeremiah. Anybody remember the state that Jeremiah was in? Old Jeremiah, he was discouraged. I'll just be honest with you. He had been preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. Seemingly no one was listening to him. He felt like the Lord God Almighty had turned his back on him. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 through 9, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. Sounds like he's got a case of the poor me's. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. Sounds like me, Jeremiah is ready to throw in the towel. He says, I'm not going to make mention of him anymore. I'm not speaking anymore in his name. But the Bible says, but his word. His word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Hey, listen, child of God, let me tell you what's going to keep you going on when you're weary and you feel like everybody's against you and you feel like you can't go on anymore. It's the Word of God. You've got to have the Word of God inside of you. Listen, child of God, if you don't put the Word of God inside of you, it can't be in there as a burning fire. You've got to be in the Word of God so that the Word of God can keep you going when nothing else will. When the encouragement of a friend won't keep you going, the Word of God will. When a pat on the back won't keep you going, the Word of God will. Retain your sword. And lastly, and I'll be done. Not only do we need to realize that we're vulnerable, rely on the Lord, retain your sword, but lastly, do this. If you'll remember this one thing, I believe you can make it. Remember to quit. You say, Brother Montgomery, come on now. You've built us up this whole time telling us that we need to rely on the Lord, and then you're telling us to quit? Exactly. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 16, verse number 13, this. He says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. You know, for a long time, Brother Blaylock, growing up in church, I always read that verse and I'm like, what in the world is the Bible talking about? Quit ye like men? Men don't quit. Come on. What's the deal? And then one day I got smart enough to define the word. You know what, a dictionary works wonders for stupid people like me? And I looked at this word and the Bible said, there I go again. The dictionary says, quit. To carry through. To do or perform something to the end. Huh. So that nothing remains. To discharge or perform completely. Makes a lot more sense. Finish like a man. Finish the job that you've been given. Hey, listen, child of God, we've been given a task. The Bible says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. We're to give the gospel to a lost and a dying world. The desire for God, for every child of God, is to be close to Him and to have a walk with Him and to fellowship with Him on a daily basis. Just like God came and fellowship with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day, God wishes to fellowship with us, and it's the desire of God to have that fellowship with us. And that's one of our responsibilities as a Christian. Another one of our responsibilities is to be more like Him on a daily basis and to try to shape and mold our lives according to the Word of God. That's some of the things that a Christian should do. Hey, we just need to carry it on through. We need to quit like a man. We need to finish what we've been given. Hey, listen, child of God, you've been teaching a Sunday school class and you're getting a little weary and you're getting a little tired. It's not time to resign your Sunday school class. It's time to re-up and re-enlist and say, I'm going to finish this thing that I've started. Hey, music worker, maybe you're getting a little weary. You have to be here for choir practice early and all these things that are early. Man, I'm just getting tired. Just finish. Just carry on. Just keep going. And if we'll rely on the Lord, we'll have the strength that we need. If we retain our sword, we'll have the strength and the power that we need to be able to quit like a man and finish what it is God has given us. Tonight, the question's not whether or not we'll be weary. We're going to be weary. There will be seasons of weariness in every Christian's life. So the question is not, are you weary? It's what to do when you're weary. Now, I believe from the Word of God, we can see God wants us. He desires from us. Take notice. Satan's out to get you. You need to realize when you're weary, you're vulnerable. You need to realize when you're weary, you need a power that's beyond your own. So you need to rely on the Lord. You need to hold on to the Word of God and cleave to the Word of God, for it is the Word of God. It is God revealing Himself to us. And if we're to know Him, we're to do it through the Word of God. So we need to retain our sword. And then I believe we just need some good old-fashioned determination to finish. I'm going to rely on the Lord. I'm going to hold on to the Word of God. And then I'm just going to kick it into overdrive and get this thing done. Tonight, Christian, what do we do when we're weary? I believe we found out from the Word of God what He would have us to do in those times of weariness. Dear Heavenly Father, I've done my best to give what it is You would have for us tonight. I pray that You'll take something that was said and use it for Your honor and Your glory. Lord, if there is someone here tonight that maybe they were a little weary, maybe they are a little weary, Lord, I pray that tonight they'll just realize where they are. They'll rely on You. They'll get in the Word of God and retain their sword and then just determine to quit and to finish what it is that You've given them to do.
Our Father in heaven, thank You for this night. Thank You for these dear servants of Yours, Lord, who have ministered to our hearts and to our church. Thank You, Lord, for reminding us that we can be strong in the Lord and we do get weary. We're reminded that Your own Son was wearied on that road to Jerusalem at times and found His strength in You. Thank You for Brother Mark and the message. I pray, God, for these young people as they continue to travel. Give them protection, Lord, in the days ahead. Help them as they minister to us to minister to others and be a blessing to them. And we'll give You praise. May the fellowship of Your people now bless Your heart, Lord, and be an encouragement to one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glad you're saved. Amen. Fellowship for our VBS workers right over there. The rest of you greet these folks and then you can be dismissed. God bless you.